Короче, там солнце. И там солнце. Вот это да.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I've been flying.
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion.
Yeah.
There is no curvature. I never allow for curvature. There's no way there's curvature. We're round and flat, aren't we?
Definitely.
Yep. We are, aren't we?
Flat as a pancake.
Thank you,
mate. Flat as a pancake.
How have you been flying for?
For Delta, 21 years, but maybe like 30 something.
I want to know, because they say the pilots know a lot. Do you think the Earth is flat or not?
I know it's flat.
You know it's flat? How long have you been flying for, you said?
Over 30 years.
And when you tell people that, do they think you're like crazy or no?
Only one person.
Only one person?
Yeah, are you recording
me? Are you the pilot?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Am I allowed to say hi? Hey, I just want to say thanks for the smooth flight.
All right.
I have one question. Is there like a specific angle of downward tilt you have to fly at?
3 degrees.
3 degrees for the curvature of the Earth?
Oh, for the Earth?
Because,
No, we just fly over the troposphere.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to keep like kind of going down because...
No, they actually have to go up.
Really? Because I was reading some stuff on the flat Earth that made a lot of sense. Have you looked into it?
Which one?
I was reading a lot of stuff on the flat Earth.
Okay, yeah. True.
It's true?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, cool. All right. God bless, brother.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Did you notice any curvature while we were up there?
Curvature, no.
No? There's no curvature?
It's just all flat.
Kevin, I got a quick question for you. When you were up really high, what's the furthest that you've been able to see, like as far as a city or mountain range or anything that you could recognize after you've been up there for a while?
100 miles?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Maybe? Wow. Like, I mean, it has to be something pretty distinguishable, mm-hmm. like mountains.
Yeah.
So, like, you could probably see the Rockies from Kansas.
Wow.
Nearing the border.
The Rockies from Kansas, that seems like more than 100 miles.
Well, nearing the border from Kansas into our Nebraska. The very western edge of it, but while you're still in it, if it's a clear day, but if it's smoky or hazy, obviously you can't see much, but it's not that easy to see with the naked eye.
How have they taught you guys to account for the ground moving underneath you and the planes coming in at, from different directions?
Like, in the real plane?
Well, if the Earth is moving from side to side, but you happen to be landing on a strip going north.
But the wind is going like east to west?
Well, not the wind, the movement of the ground underneath you.
The ground isn't moving that much when you're traveling at the speed of, we landed about 143 knots, so that's quite fast. So, the movement of the Earth it's not negligible. It's basically standing still as compared to our motion at that moment.
That's your experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they tell us, that at least in the U.S., the ground's moving at about 700 miles an hour left to right. And I was thinking that's kind of odd if you're landing, going north, or moving in the north direction.
The ground looks to us like it's standing still.
The Earth is flat. The Earth is flat.
It's not okay to think that the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat. The Earth is flat.
Météo là, mais on va bien voir le soleil là.